Thank you, Marguerite. When I grow up, I'm going to learn to play like her. Oh, that's right, I'm not growing up. Who am I kidding? Anyway, good morning. Welcome to Bethany United Methodist Church and our worship service this morning. Isn't it good to be in God's house? Amen. Amen. It's important to gather together to worship our Heavenly Father. So as the psalmist wrote in 100 verses 4 through 5, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Please join me in prayer. Good morning, Lord God. It is so good to be here in your house. We want to lift up our thanks to you for all the blessings you give us every day, the ones we notice and the ones we don't. Help us to become more aware, Father. Thank you for forgiveness of our sins and for sending Jesus to be our Savior and Redeemer. Holy Spirit, we invite you right now to come, fill each heart in this place and fill this house with your holy presence. We just pray for that right now. And Father God, we pray that our worship pleases you and that you feel honored and glorified and loved. For it is in the holy name of Christ we pray. Amen. Now let's all stand as we're able. We're going to start singing Old Church Choir, and I want to hear a revival going on out there.
There's revival, and it's spreading like a wildfire in my heart. Sunday morning, hallelujah, and it's lasting all week long. Can you hear it? Can you feel it? It's a rhythm of a gospel song. Oh, won't you choose it? You can't lose it. Salvation and it's beautiful. I got a heart overflowing cause I've been restored. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. Oh, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. When the valleys that I wander turn to mountains that I can climb. For you are with me, never leave me. Oh, cause there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. An old church choir singing in my soul. I got a sweet salvation that is beautiful. I got a heart overflowing cause I've been restored. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. Oh, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. Oh, 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 oh,
together. Amen. Grace is a gift that God gives us with no strings attached. How many deals do you get in this lifetime like that? Amen? None. That is it. We did nothing to earn it, but God does want us to do good works so others can see him and how his grace works for them. In other words, we want to reflect his love and grace onto others so they can feel his presence like we do. So let's give that gift freely, freely to all who are in need.
In Jesus' name, I've been born again.
can be seated. So, yesterday, I took my grandson Alexander and his sister Afton to Ridgeview Park. While they were on the playground, I looked over and I saw a man flying a drone with his nephews. We got to talking. I know you find that hard to believe that I would talk to anybody, but I did, yep. And before long, it came out that we were both worship leaders and that we love music that glorifies God. Now, I was truly blessed to have met this man because God spoke to me through him in a very powerful way. God doesn't want me to just keep plugging along, okay? He wants me to keep growing. Now, yes, I can persevere with the best of them, but God wants me to be more than the princess of perseverance. Can I hear an amen? He wants more than that for all of us. So he wants us to be open to his leading for opportunities to grow closer to him. And that isn't just here in this house. That's out everywhere we go. There are opportunities to hear him speak to us and to grow closer to him. Now, Pastor Dan's been sharing ways we can grow closer to God in his current sermon series. We have to be in his word. Amen. We have to be in prayer. Without those things, we can't understand God's character enough to be close to him. So it's so important as we go into this next song we're going to sing. It's about Jesus. It's talking about how he's been there forever and how he's there through all the tough times and all the good times. We need to be open to feeling his presence and remember that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one goes to the Father except through him. So we have to share that. That's good news for us, and we need to share that with everyone we meet. Think of that as we sing Jesus.
Thank you.
the sea. You stand in the fire beside me. You roar like a lion. You fled as the lamb. You carry my healing in your hand.
God,
you walk on the waters. You speak to the sea. You stand in the fire beside me. You roar like a lion. You bled.
Hallelujah. And now, my brothers and sisters, comes the time we get to pass the peace of Christ through greeting our brothers and sisters, and have at it right now.
Thank you. I just got the signal from my sound man. I'm live. I go back and watch these videos because it's interesting to see, you know, see myself talking and just watch the worship service, hear the music again, and it's interesting because this passing the peace is like it just goes on and on and on and on. Like 5 minutes, you just sort of have to skip ahead a little bit. And there's nothing up there but a blank screen that says passing the peace. What we need is a camera to train it on the whole congregation so that we can see the action that's going on. I have a little story to read to you all today, another story from my favorite children's Bible. It's called the Beginner's Bible.
Now we can see your face.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. This story is a story about Jesus teaching people on, it's called Jesus Teaches on a Mountain. And I'm going to read it to you, but I'm also going to show you the pictures, okay? So all sorts of people, it says, went to see Jesus. Children, mothers, fathers, grandmas, and grandpas. They all wanted to hear what he was teaching. See all the people? You see Jesus there? Mm-hmm. You see it? Look at the birds, Jesus said. Do they store up food in a barn? Do they store up food in a barn? No, he says, God feeds them. And then Jesus said, look at the flowers. They don't work or make clothes. But God dresses them in lush leaves and pretty petals. See? And then Jesus said, you are much more important than birds. You are much more important than flowers. So do not worry. If God takes care of them, God will take care of you. See that? And that's a message from Jesus to us. Today, you know, it's a message from Jesus to us that we are important to God and that God will take care of us. Isn't that cool? Let's have a prayer together, okay? Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for the blessing of having these young people in our midst. Lord, we ask a special blessing on each one of them that they may continue to grow up to be your disciples. To learn about you and to love you just as you love us. We ask that you give us the wisdom to know best how to help guide these young people, and that you will continue to watch over us and guide us in all that we do and keep us safe. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you all. Y'all can go back to your seats now.
Good morning, everyone. Today's reading is 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15b through 17. But in your hearts sanctify Christ as Lord. Always be ready to make your defense to anyone who demands from you an accounting for your hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and reverence. Keep your conscience clear, so that when you are maligned, those who abuse you for good conduct in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if suffering should be God's will, than to suffer for doing evil.
I'm going to go ahead and continue my tradition of playing a song just to warm up. It kind of helps me kind of get in the mood to preach a little bit. And I've got one today that I bet you all have heard as well. And so you could help me sing it. And matter of fact, it is in your hymnal, in number 405 in your hymnal. If you would like to join me, I would encourage you to do so. Sounds nice. From back here, up here. Let us pray together once again. Lord, once again, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations and the understandings of all of our hearts may be acceptable to you and in your sight. For Lord, you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today, we do continue with our sermon series, and the title of that sermon series is Five Steps to Growing Closer to God. And we're now going to be working on the third step of those five. And I want to just sort of summarize up to this point. We're talking about growing closer to God. We're talking about growing in our relationship to God. We're talking about growing in our knowledge of God and growing in our commitment to God. And the five steps that we've been talking about are, the first one is read Scripture daily. It keeps you connected to God. To pray daily, to talk to and to listen for God. The third one, which we're going to talk about today, is Christian conferencing, which is just a fancy way of saying talking about God and our faith with other Christians, other believers. The fourth step is outreach, which includes missions, service, and evangelism. And the fifth step is stewardship, which is all about reorienting our priorities. As I said today, I want to talk about Christian conferencing. And as I said, that is just sort of a fancy way of saying that we're going to be talking to other Christians, other believers, about our faith. Now, I'm not talking about evangelism here. That will come later when we talk about outreach. But it is related. After all, if we can't talk about our faith with other Christians, then it will be even harder to talk about it with people who are less familiar or maybe even less receptive to the good news in Jesus Christ. So it's good practice to talk about our faith with other believers. But practicing for evangelism is not the only, nor even the most important reason to talk to other Christians about our faith. Dialogue with other believers is one of the key ways that we grow in our own faith and understanding. I think that maybe this is one of the most neglected of the five steps that we're talking about. I don't know if any of you all have ever had this experience or not. I'm sure everybody here has been involved in a Sunday school class or a Bible study at one time or another. And I have both participated in and led Bible studies and Sunday school classes. But often I have run into the problem where people really are just kind of shy about sharing in those classes. You get a very quiet class sometimes. And people seem reticent to either ask questions or to make statements or to talk at all. I think it's because folks are afraid to show their lack of knowledge and understanding of the Bible and the doctrines of Christian faith. But in reality, we are all relatively ignorant about these things. That's why the Apostle Paul says, "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known." We have lots of teachers here in this. We're blessed to have lots of teachers here in this congregation. And as most teachers say or would say at some time or another, there are no stupid questions. Amen? Theologian and author Shirley Guthrie says this, and I love this quote. I want to share this quote with you. He says, "Be honest. Be honest with yourself and with other people, and above all, with God. Don't apologize for or try to hide what you believe, whether it is right or wrong in the eyes of others. And don't apologize for or try to hide what you cannot believe or have a hard time believing. Growth in understanding and growth in faith are possible only when there is neither self-deception nor an attempt to fool God and other people. An honest doubter," he says, "is closer to the truth than a superficial or dishonest believer." Let me say that again. "An honest doubter is closer to the truth than a superficial or dishonest believer." So we can, and we should, talk to other Christians about our faith, about our beliefs, about our doubts. It's okay to have doubts. We all have doubts. About our questions, about our insights and realizations, about our struggles and our concerns. As I said before, this is one of the key ways that we grow in our faith and understanding. One of the best places to do this is in a small group setting. Small groups, as many of you know, are a part of our Wesleyan heritage. They're part of the genius of the Methodist movement. John Wesley organized people into classes and bands. The classes were 6 to 12 people that came together to share with each other. And the bands were even smaller groups of like-minded people who were sort of like a covenant group that where you could really share on a deep level and help to keep each other accountable. One of the interesting stories of that time that I think is interesting anyway is that the classes that Wesley put together were mandatory for people who were planning to come to the larger worship services. And it was there that they received a ticket for communion. If they didn't go, they didn't get their communion ticket, and they couldn't take communion when it came time to do that. We are blessed here at Bethany with a lot of different kinds of small groups. And some of them probably are things that you've never even thought of as a small group, but others were designed that way from the very beginning. Somebody obviously in the past has emphasized this practice here at this in this congregation. And I think it's one of the things that make this such a strong and vital and growing congregation. A few that come to mind are the Young at Hearts group that Carolyn oversees, the Sunday school class groups, the people who do the food pantry is a small group. I don't know if you've thought about that or not, but they get together on a regular basis and they always support each other, and there's lots of conversation that goes on during that time. Folks that come with Geneva to do caring cards. Our children's church and all the people who are involved in that make up a group. Our youth group, and especially those folks that get involved in the mission trips, become a tight and integrated group. The praise and worship production team is another small group. And there's always that, you know, that connection that goes along with preparing for these worship experiences. And then any of the lay leadership committees that we serve on and are involved in, the women's group, the men's breakfast group, there are probably others that I either don't know about yet or have forgotten. But there are many ways to get involved in small groups here at Bethany. I'd like to say this. I don't have quite the leverage that Wesley had. I'm not going to keep you from getting your communion ticket. But it would be good if each member here could be involved in at least one of these types of small group ministries. These small groups are one of the best ways to have opportunities to talk to other Christians about our faith. Now, I want to come back to Scripture. We always start with Scripture and we end with Scripture. And I want to come back to the Scripture that Chuck read. And I want you to listen to these words. Always be ready to make your defense to anyone who demands from you an accounting for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and reverence. Keep your conscience clear so that when you are maligned, those who abuse you for your good conduct in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if suffering should be God's will, than to suffer for doing evil. Hear the words, brothers and sisters of Scripture. Always be ready. Make your defense. And do it with gentleness and reverence and humility, knowing that we only see a portion at this time. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have the opportunity to share our beliefs, our thoughts, our doubts with others in this worshiping community. Lord, help us to be good listeners when someone does have the courage to share with us. Help us to have the courage to share with others. and help us all to grow through these interactions. Lord, we pray all these things in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. I'd like to pray a blessing over our offering now, so would you all please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we are so blessed by all the many things that you bestow on us and through us and in us. And Lord, we today bring back a small portion of all these blessings and bring them here into your house so that we can be the body of Christ in this community. Help us to know best how to use these gifts and these resources for your ends and means and for the coming of your kingdom. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. It is time now for our prayer, congregational prayer together, and we'll begin by giving you all opportunities once again to share joys and concerns. Does anybody have anything today that they'd like to lift up? Yes, Pam. Prayers for the soldiers who were killed in Afghanistan. Thank you very much. Did I get that right? Yes. Yeah. And their families. Thank you. Thank you, Pam. Yes.
Pray for my dad who was diagnosed with cancer this week for the red blood cells. His name is Isaac Ford Jr., please.
Okay. Thank you. Prayers for Jackie's friends who have COVID. Well, I'm going to get you guys to help me out again today for our prayer, and we've done this before, so when I say, Lord, in your mercy, I would invite you all to say, hear our prayer. Let us pray together. Let us pray for the church and for the world. Grant, Almighty God, that all who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, guide the people of this land and of all the nations in the ways of justice and peace, that we may honor one another and serve the common good. Lord, in your mercy. Give us all a reverence for the earth as your own creation, that we may use its resources rightly in the service of others and to your honor and glory. Lord, in your mercy. Bless all whose lives are closely linked with ours, and grant that we may serve Christ in them and love one another as Christ loves us. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your salvation. Lord, in your mercy. We commend to your mercy all who have died, that your will for them may be fulfilled. And we pray that we may share with all your saints in your eternal kingdom. Lord, in your mercy. We offer these prayers through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. It's time now for announcements, and I'm going to just ask if anybody has any announcements. Yes, Kathy.
We mistakenly gained an extra purple camp chair at the ice cream social night.
Sure.
Kristen left her, took hers, and we got home and we said, oh, now, I think ours left. So if that belongs to one, please tell us.
So did you end up with an extra one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It was just like the one we had, but Kristen left her and took hers, so Jill didn't know I said.
Extra purple chair.
So it was the next chair. Sorry.
Right.
Just let us know.
Okay. Other things? Yes, May.
Most everybody here is aware that UMCOR, United Methodist Committee on Relief, accepts donations, and they are working around the world. But if you choose at your discretion to give to UMCOR, 100% of what you give goes directly to the cause that you want to support,
right.
Whether that's hurricane relief or earthquake relief or whatever. So just keep that in mind, especially as these weeks have taught us that things do happen in the world.
Very good. Thank you for that. May's talking about UMCOR, UMCOR, United Methodist Committee on Relief, and you can find them probably at that, you know, just by Googling UMCOR. And yeah, she's right. It's a great way for us to get resources into action for, especially at this time when we have so many things going on in the world that need that kind of support. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Other things? Yes.
I just want to say thank you to everyone who donated shoes for the shoe project. And if you could have them in by next week, that would be greatly appreciated.
Awesome. Thank
you. Next Sunday?
Next Sunday, yes.
Thank you.
So thanks for everybody who donated to the shoe project. And we're going to wrap that up next week. Yeah, okay, very good. Other things? Well, if not, then I'm going to invite the musicians to back up here to I'll close our service out.
Stand up, please.
Stand as you're able, yes.
What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I have light in my soul for which long I have sought since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart,
floods of joy o'er my soul, like the sea billows roll, since Jesus came into my heart. I'm possessed of a hope that is steadfast and sure, since Jesus came into my heart. And no clouds of doubt now my pathway obscure, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul, like the sea billows roll, since Jesus came into my heart.
Now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you peace, both now and in the life everlasting. Amen.